is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. What's happening there, Drewsker?
Not much. I went on an eating binge and I was thinking about you.
Me too.
But mine was scary.
What'd you do?
Hamburger, 2 bags of peanuts.
Go to a ball game?
Yeah. Then I went to a talent show for my kids. I had a big thing of chicken with rice. Then I went to a friend's house, had 2 huge pieces of quiche.
What
then I had a bowl of macaroni. This keeps going. This is all within like 3 hours.
I know. How's that that sort of game on thing work with the eating?
I was watching myself and thinking, what the hell's going on here? And just to finish off, I stopped at Winchell's just before I got on the freeway, just to disgust myself. I couldn't believe it.
You're passionate, man.
I thought, I'm just going. I'm gonna work out tomorrow, run and stuff. I'm gonna purge tomorrow.
It's funny
it's
when you have the
purging
sort of that defecate on yourself kind of thing.
Wow.
Where, yeah.
You have to like punish. You have to. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They make everything. What happens to me around the Jimmy Kimmel show is they bring over these boxes of great things like Junior Mints.
Right.
And or those Peppermint Patty Mints. Mm. And they make this sort of small size ones, about the size of a thick silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem. You'd think it would be good because it's small. But because it's small, you eat 28 of them.
Yeah.
They should start making stuff like hubcap size.
Yes.
Yeah, novelty size.
Yeah.
Where you wouldn't even want to get started on.
Great idea.
This is what they need to do. Because they bring these things over and you're just staring at them. And
you're flipping them in.
They even have a dispenser. It's like the box rips open at the bottom and then sort of stands upright. And the tongue sort of hangs out. And you grab one or two each time you pass the thing. And once you get that sort of chocolatey mint thing going in, you get a taste for it. It's like blood.
But what's with the macaroni and the key? I mean, what is that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, when it comes to diets or whether it's, smoking or heroin or whatever it is you're trying not to do, soon as you crack the door open and stuff your ass
flood.
In that crack,
flood.
It's game on.
You know what it was? I'm realizing what it was. I decided, okay, I've been kind of quasi-hungry all day, and I thought, hey, tired of that. I want to be full. I want to feel full.
Well, you got it, buddy.
I got there. Yeah. Winchell's.
Yeah, Drew. You're in great shape, but you actually stopped at a donut shop on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something, Drew.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You're fat.
Jake.
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
Hi. I'm attracted to extremely fat women, and I've never really heard of this before, and I was just wondering if there's something wrong with that. Or
Drew, you better hope your wife's into fat dudes. The new Drew is going to be the big rotund Drew.
Refrigerator.
Are you really into fat women?
Yeah, seriously.
That's good.
What's wrong with that?
That's right.
Well,
you got your pick of the litter.
I guess, but I mean, I'm with like my girlfriend now, and I want her to be bigger and stuff.
No, that's got to go over big.
This seems bogus to me.
What?
Jake, bogus.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
No, I'm dead serious.
You like her? Well, how much does she weigh now?
She's about 5'11". She probably weighs 180.
And what'd you like to see her up at?
This is for real. I really like women between like 200 and 500 pounds.
So why don't you date somebody else?
Hold on a second.
That's a pretty good
200 and 500 is two people. Hold on a second. You can't put two people in your range, or a whole third person.
Right.
You got to stay in the person range.
Yeah.
You can't double where you're at. You can't say, I make between $6 and $18 an hour. Because you'd be between $6 and $8 an hour.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I buy this young
Jake. Yeah, I'm having trouble myself. But
Jake?
Have you ever heard of this before? Well,
yes,
no.
Certainly. Yeah,
no, now it's bogus.
Not
it's, it's bogus. Whenever you get that, have you ever heard of this before? No guy. All those
magazines are for nobody.
Yeah, no man has ever liked a fat chick.
Dr. Drew, come on. I need some help here, seriously.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's so bogus.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, Drew, what's wrong with you? You know, here's what happens. Drew's pager went off about halfway into the call. He looked down. He got a little flustered. He belched up a Jimmy from one of the donuts he ate 10 minutes ago, and it threw them all off.
No, I was just waiting to hear it evolve. He wasn't saying anything that really got to me, you know?
Yeah.
Until the end there when it's like, forget it.
White guy wanting his girlfriend fatter? Please. Let's move forward.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something.
What?
You went to Winchell's and didn't grab any, like, just a dozen donuts for us, maybe?
I was so disgusted with myself that I was there. I was too preocupied.
It's $2.40. It would have $2.40.
No, I would have happily done if it had been so.
I'd been so caught up in his own disease.
I was in a fugue state of some kind.
Mm-hmm. It was a madman.
That's right.
He punched his head through the glass display case and just grabbed a handful of toffee bar. And what are the bars? Maple bars.
Ugh.
Yeah. What did you get over there, Drew?
Glazed twist.
Now, you know the best? The cake and the buttermilk are the best.
Yeah. Buttermilk's not a donut. It's a cake.
It's a cake that's round with a hole in it. No, that's a donut.
They're bars, even. They're like old-fashioned. They're weird with the weird...
Buttermilk and the cake ones are the best. The cake. I don't like the ones that are all airy
fluffy,
inside. Yeah.
They like pie.
I like pie. I like cake donuts, ironically. If they had pie donuts, I'd be into them. Lindsay?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
I recently have been getting into going to, like, music festivals and music shows, and I've been introduced to some, like, harder drugs. I've smoked pot, like, on and off since high school, but I don't do it very much. I tried LSD once, and I tried ecstasy twice, and I enjoyed it both times. I don't want to, like, do them a lot because I know that they're dangerous, but I don't actually know, like, what the dangers are, and I kind of wanted to find out before I try them again.
It's unfortunate when you like the drug, because then the increase is the probability that you're going to do it again. You know,
yeah.
If you had a bad trip.
I'm in school. And
okay,
listen.
If you had a bad trip, you wouldn't do it again. So people are somehow preoccupied. Oh, the bad trip is what's going to happen when you do acid or ecstasy. No, I welcome the bad trip.
Drew loves a bad trip.
I wish bad trips on you all so you don't do the drug again. Because the problem is there's cumulative damage from these drugs. The clinical syndromes we see from LSD, if you still see trailers after fast-moving objects, you're going to have profound, profound depressions from the damage caused by the LSD.
Too bad you didn't have a bad trip tonight when you're on your...
It was a bad trip. That's why I didn't get donuts for anybody.
17,000 calorie.
And there's also something called a post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder where you can get locked into what feels like a sort of a persistent LSD state. You're like getting locked in kind of a dreamlike state. That can be semi-permanent.
That too is, if you do it a lot. Like,
no. Lindsay.
Oh, Drew.
No. Just listen to me. Just listen.
She's listening.
Yeah. No. It doesn't mean one time can do it. Yes.
You
do 20 or 30 times. Yes, it will happen. Like, you can pretty much guarantee it. You can do it with just one time. The same thing with ecstasy. Ecstasy, though, is probably more neurotoxic. It hits a part of the brain called the limbic system, and it affects memory and mood. There's a very characteristic syndrome where people like you who were once very social suddenly start withdrawing. Then they get agoraphobic, panic attacks, and the depressions become severe. And I see this all the time from ecstasy.
But good times.
Good times otherwise.
All right, so just smoke the weed and drink some wine coolers. Do a beer bong once in a while, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, let's talk to Joshua. Joshua?
Hey, what's up?
You're 22. Drew, who pages you at 12:08 every other night?
Hospital.
Zero idea. No, they're not
watching the clock. They're like, somebody's sick. They need now. They need you.
But let me say this, Drew. Here's what I would say to anyone who called me at 12:05 when I had a job that was on the air for the last 12 years at 10 o'clock. I would just say to everybody, you can page
different nurses every night, different shifts.
You can't talk. They don't know who you are. No, they don't know you do radio every night.
Person.
But you know your wife's buzzing away and your relatives.
Hospital.
Not this time. But, this time. But everyone buzzes you because you don't straighten them out.
So 8 times out of 10, it's the hospital.
8 times out of 10, it's the hospital. But the other 6 times, it's your wife or somebody you should know better. I'm just saying, you got to pipe up and spread the word.
Yeah.
Eh?
You're going to fix me, Mike. You're going to fix my eating disorder and my codependency in one night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Were we talking to Joshua?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
22. What's up?
Oh, well, this is all about me and my wife. I'm 22, she's 19. We've been married for 4 months. We've known each other since basically kindergarten almost.
Mm-hmm.
My basic problem is that we've been dating for 3 years. A year and a half into it, she gave it up to me. And we've done, like, almost our entire love life has been 90% missionary. My question is how can I get her into something a little bit more provocative?
Well, what happened to that other 10%?
The other 10% is, like, at least, you know, oral.
Oh.
Minimum.
So you don't count that as foreplay. So the only position for intercourse is missionary, period.
Yes.
And she won't move around? You don't try moving around or anything?
Well, she's tried to ride before, but she won't do it because it hurts too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not to brag too much, but I am, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is she prudish? Is she religious?
She used to be religious. She didn't like the fact that we had sex prior to marriage.
Hmm.
Is there any punishment going on? I mean, is there any feeling of you coerced her into doing something she didn't want to do that went against her religion, or she's angry at you for not listening or anything like that?
Not that I wouldn't think that way. We have at least, you know, once or twice a day sex.
Really?
Yeah, but it's always the same thing.
Once or twice a day?
The first time we had it for 6 hours straight. Then we woke up in the morning and did it.
Wait, hold on a second. I love when people give these sort of retarded tidbits of information that mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's been married for a few years. It's been a year and a half. And I go, geez, you have sex twice a day? And he's like, well, the first time we did it, it went on for 6 hours. 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, first time you did it, you banged your head up against the headboard or you spilt the beer or the smoke alarm went off. What does this mean, Drew?
I don't know.
Are they just really into each other?
Uh-uh.
What's that mean?
And yet he's big and it hurts and what?
All right. you did it for 6 hours 2 years ago.
A year and a half ago, sir.
Okay.
But we've only been married for 4 months. And since we've got married, it's, you know.
Okay, here's what's confusing. You're doing it a lot. I'm surprised. And who's initiating it? You?
Yes, mostly.
He's just surprised that somebody that is feeling uncomfortable with her sexuality would be this open to this.
Would be up for 10 times a week.
Yeah.
Right. Well, see, I also heard that women, you know, they don't reach their sexual peak until they're about, what, 26, 28?
Maybe add 10 years to that, unfortunately. Well, okay, listen. Here's the thing. Joshua, maybe she feels like you're kind of pushing the sex sled a little, and she's not involved with the whole process. Let me talk to Drew again.
Yeah, there's
Drew, doesn't it sound like Joshua's got like a plan for his balls?
Yes,
that sort of includes her, but not just in a receptive way.
Yeah, it includes her vagina, but not her.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's got plans. Like, first time we did it for 6 hours.
Yeah.
We do it once or twice a day. She's not, but she tries riding on top, but I'm too big. But I do hear she will be coming in to her sexual prime in 6-8 years. Is that correct, sir? Sir?
Yeah.
Four eyes. Is that correct? You went to donuts on the breath?
Yeah.
Is that true, sir?
Yes, sir.
You claim to be a doctor, sir?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of doctor, sir?
Love doctor. Right?
Love doctor? Yeah. Okay, 6-8 years. So, I'm going to convene with my balls. We're going to present a proposal to her vulva, and we're going to give 48 hours to get back to us. Okay? Not including the weekend. That will be work days. Okay, sir?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
All right. Joshua.
Yeah.
I think you need to
talk to your wife?
Just talk to her. Don't have sex with her one day.
Or a couple, maybe a week.
Give her a week off.
5 days?
Let's not go crazy. But
5 days?
Take a couple days off. Tell her you just want to I thought you just want to draw her a bath and give her a massage.
I give her daily massages, though, and I give her plenty of foreplay.
Do you work?
Yes, I do. I work a nighttime job. Unfortunately, I'm a shift leader at a no-name franchise.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I can't figure out where she's coming from. She just sort of stands around and waits for you to initiate sex, and then how about, what's wrong with doggy? Ever tried doggy position with her?
We've tried doggy before, but she doesn't like it. She says it feels like she's being put down.
Yeah. Does she have any, History of any abuse or anything?
Not to my knowledge.
Right. He's married somebody that he knew she had a certain proclivity and wasn't prone to sort of stretching out, didn't enjoy that. I mean, if he forces her, you know, this is like forcing women to have anal sex. She will resent him for forcing this, for making, you know, for making such a big deal out of the mechanics. Women don't...
Okay, but here's the deal, fellas. And here's what happens with relationships. One person starts heading one direction. The other person starts heading another direction. There's this whole unspoken energy that goes on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's more and more anger. And it translates into less and less sex for the guy.
Yeah.
And less experimentation for the girls in the bedroom. And they start resenting you, and then you're screwed. This is what happens with all women.
Right.
Teenage girls do this with their moms and their dads. Here's the whole thing. Just communicate. Don't act like you have such a sexual agenda all the time. It's not your job to try to... Stop thinking, I got to get her to do something she doesn't want to do.
Stop thinking in terms of, I give her the massage, I do this thing to her so that...
Right.
Because the massage is so she'll have sex. No, give her the massage and then stop.
Right.
And just commune, just talk.
That's right.
Just for a few days.
Just beat off on her. Mm-hmm. I agree. Christina?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. 15?
Yes?
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to tell Adam that I love you so much.
Thanks, baby.
Like, when I used to pray when I went to church, I would pray that you wouldn't get married and you'd wait for me.
Oh, really?
Christina.
Well, I got married, but I'm still waiting.
I cried all night on your wedding day.
No.
Me too.
And, that makes me happy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, I try so hard. I mean, I searched for, I was going to go to HF Festival. Are you going?
No, we might go. That, we do have to talk about that.
Well, we know you go every year, and I went got tickets this year. And I got an outfit just to wear for you.
Really?
And I got you a present.
Wow.
And I got grounded.
Oh.
And my disgusting sister is going inside of me.
Really? She's going this year? Or?
She's going this year, and I was going to go, and I got you a Blood, Sweat, and Tears record.
Oh, my God.
I can send it to you.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. Wait a second.
And I got a black tank top to wear and a beautiful skirt.
What, hold on, baby doll. What'd you get grounded for?
Well, that's part of my question.
Okay, go.
All right. I was dating this guy for about 3 months, and my parents found out this Sunday. And they were very upset, and I'm grounded. I can't really do anything, and I'm not allowed to date him. And I was kind of wondering if I should continue the relationship.
You like what?
She wonders. I thought there was going to be more there, too. Your parents found out. What's wrong with this guy?
Well, he's quite a bit older than me, and he's kind of got a not-so-great job. But
how old is he?
22.
You're 15.
That's no good.
What? Are you in the 10th grade?
You need to be with a 38-year-old.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm in 9th grade.
You're in the 9th grade.
Yeah, and he works at a tattoo parlor, and my parents are actually there.
he owns a tattoo parlor.
He works at a
tattoo parlor is a joke answer. It's like the sitcom thing, like dad's going, I can't believe what does he do for? He works at a tattoo parlor, and then laughter and a little bit of applause. It's really. It's the joke answer to the answer. Drive your parents crazy sitcom.
Right.
Are your parents well-to-do?
My dad's a pretty successful accountant.
It's payback time now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're Jehovah's Witnesses. And
I'm already
kicked out of paradise, apparently.
You're out of paradise.
Well, not very many people get in, but I was kicked out long ago.
Yeah. Is that where the Jehovah's go? They go to paradise?
Only like 160,000 of us go to paradise. Actually.
I guess you'd meet the guys that flew the planes in 9/11 up there in paradise too, right?
They go to
that's a different paradise.
No, it must be the same paradise. Can't be two different paradises.
We don't get the 17 virgins.
I think it's a different paradise. But hey, Christina.
Yeah.
All right, so you're rebelling your parents because you're angry at your parents for forcing you into this Jehovah crap? Or what are you angry at them about?
Absent dad.
I don't know. I actually kind of like him. The only problem is he'd been pressuring me for sex, and I'm kind of scared of it. So
you haven't had sex yet?
No. I've had to give him oral, and once I gave him a lap dance, but I've tried to stray from the sex. Ooh. And I still consider myself a virgin.
Oh, sure. Boy. Lap dance, a little oral. Sex. It's fine. You're good looking, are you?
I'm 5'7". I'm like 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm almost a C-cup.
Mm, that's nice. All right, listen. Okay. You're what?
My sister's prettier.
Oh, really? She's coming to HFS, right?
Yeah, but
she'll be bringing me my blood, sweat, and tears.
No, she wouldn't do a favor for me if I, like...
All right. Look. Okay.
Myself.
Here's the situation. You're very rebellious. You're angry at your parents. You're doing whatever you can do to get a rise out of them. And guess what? You've got a rise out of them. They grounded you. Why? And I'll say this to all teenagers who are sort of locking antlers with their parents from age 14 to the time they leave the house. Why?
Yeah.
Why do it?
Yeah.
Look.
Good point.
Listen, if you at 14, 15, or 16 have enough money or have the means, can take care of yourself, can grab your own apartment, can pay your own insurance, can get your own car, can pay your own meals and your gas and all that stuff, by all means, I would have told my stepmom to blow me and I would have kicked my dad right in the nuts at 15 and just left. But
that age group can't experience themselves unless it's in relation to the parent. It's about the parent. That's me. I'm the one rebelling. I'm the one doing good for.
I know. And no one ever listens to us. But just here's the deal. You got about 3 or 4 years to ride out at the homestead before you have to go off to college or move out with your jack-off buddies into an apartment and live on a futon with a guy named the Wheeze. Just lay low. Don't get into it. They are the warden. You are in their prison. You can rebel all you want. You can throw some fecal matter at the guard when he walks by, but you're just going to get thrown in the hole.
Yeah.
Why do it?
That's right.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, it's just me and the Drewskers tonight. Drew's coming down off his sugar buzz.
Drewskers? Popeye?
Drewskers?
Right.
Drew, I never feel any different. Whatever I eat doesn't affect my feeling. Does it affect your feeling other than a psychological thing?
I'm either full or I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's the only thing it affects.
I grew up around a bunch of retards. They're always like, oh, I'm riding the sugar high. And then they'd start figuring out rhythms for it. They go, oh, if I eat some sugar, man, I go off like a skyrocket, but then I bottom out. Then I bottom out like a half hour later, man. I just bottom out.
You know,
out.
They've done these studies over and over and over again where they take kids and they have the parents feed them what they think is sugar. Mm-hmm. And then they have to give them a meal that they don't know is sugar. And they have to compare the differences, have the parents report.
Yeah.
And they can't do it. Can they tell which one? Of course.
And all everything. Here's the deal. If you're depressed, you want to nap. If you feel good, you want to do stuff. That's about it. There's people like I eat now. Not all meat, but red meat. Red meat. I bottom out. I peak for about 20 minutes. Then I bottom out. Then I come up a little, but then I flatline after that.
Oh, please.
One rib.
How many of the guys fighting in Iraq you think were worried about what they were eating? You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't look. Yeah. Listen, it's just I'm just like a Jeep. You put gas, you put kerosene, you put goats, whatever. It just runs.
There you go.
It doesn't really matter. And all the people that buy into all that crap, they're just people who have a fibromyalgia and all this other nonsense. They're just pussies. Angela?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, my boyfriend, Well, I told the lady something different, but, okay, he told me he has bumps on his, like, it's not on his dick, but it's, like, a little bit above, like, on his hair, and he says it's from shaving, but they don't look like bumps from shaving.
They could be molluscum contagiosum, they look kind of like zits, but they're little hard things that scrape off.
Yeah, they look like that. They're like little bubbles.
Yeah, that's molluscum contagiosum, and it's a virus. It's a sexually transmitted disease. You will get it if you have sex with them, and it's
really yeah. Women get that.
Oh yeah,
you don't hear about it on the ladies so much.
Absolutely, and
absolutely what?
Absolutely the same.
Yeah,
they look nasty. They look like little bubbles.
Yeah,
well, maybe it's herpes or something. Well, herpes can look like little bubbles.
Well, the bottom line is this guy needs to have this stuff looked at because he is in no position to decide what it is or is not.
He just says, oh, I got him from shaving. That's what he tells me.
Angela?
Yes.
Well, are you going to believe that? Are you going to tell him no sex unless he goes to get it checked out?
You know what I love about our callers, though? It's like, he's got these bumps. He says he got them from shaving, but I don't believe him. Angela, you got to have a doctor take a look at it because the bottom line is unless a doctor sees it, we're not going to be able to tell what they are. He says he got them from shaving. Yeah. What was that? Let's see if we can get it one time. He said he got them from shaving, right?
Right.
Well, then you don't have to have a doctor look at them. But then again, you didn't have to call us, did you?
Right. But I.
All right. But what is that?
I don't know.
You got the doctor going, well, he's got to have a doctor going look at him.
We named two different diseases it could be. That he's in no position to tell whether it is or is not. He doesn't know what the F it is.
But maybe Angela makes a compelling point with the says he got him from shaving thing because maybe, I know it sounds like I'm going against my own ridicule here, but maybe he won't see the doctor because he says he got them from shaving.
Right, that's what he's doing.
Angela?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, now this begs question number two, how are you going to get him to see the doctor?
I called Loveline, and he says it's a molluscum contagiosum or herpes simplex, and we're not going to have sex unless you get that thing checked out.
All right.
There you go.
Let's do a little role-playing, Angela.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you a role that's easy.
Okay.
It's you.
The crayfish.
Shut up. It's you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be your boyfriend. What's his name? Kyle?
Robert.
Eddie.
Okay, I'll be Eddie.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Right.
All right, here we go. Bring. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey. Hmm?
Okay. You need to go to the doctor and get those bumps checked out.
What are you talking about? That's just from shaving.
They don't look like they're from shaving. They look pretty nasty.
What are you? Who are you, that pussy Dr. Drew?
No, but those look nasty.
Yeah, nasty to you. You barely got your GED. I got my GED.
Yeah, right, buddy. You didn't even go to school.
Well, so what? I still know what a shaving rash is, and I say that's a shaving rash. Now, come on over and let me sex you down.
You can sex me down when you find out what that is, but if it's something, then I don't think so.
Are you high?
No.
Wow.
So you, all right. Remember the whole part where you were saying you're going to call Loveline?
Lord Byron, right there. There she is.
Okay. I was supposed to say to call a Loveline?
No. You say, here's the thing.
Okay.
This is by the way, why OJ went free, because there was a chick prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. Angela?
Yes.
You need to tell him two things. You called Loveline, and Drew said he needed to see a doctor.
Yeah. You got that?
Number one. Right. Number two, no sex.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Wait, repeat it back.
Now, we'll just try it again. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, baby. You should come over here. Let me give you some sex.
How about you call Loveline and talk to Dr. Drew?
Hold on, cut.
Wait, I thought that's what you said.
No, you were supposed to say, no, you thought that because you misunderstood me the first time around.
Angela, you ever heard of the Holocaust?
No.
Okay, that's very good. Really, never heard of the Holocaust?
Yeah, I'm serious, I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Hey, what else can we ask her?
See, you're making me feel stupid.
No.
The Holocaust.
Why are you acting stupid like that?
You know, you heard of Hitler, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. What the hell, is that her dog or her?
That's her buddy.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't want to do another role-playing thing.
Were you going to incorporate the Holocaust into it?
No.
Too much, huh?
We struck gold with that before. Just don't have sex with him. You know, it's funny. I noticed that another thing that happens on this show. People misunderstand you at some point in the conversation.
They cling to it.
And they say, you want him to call Loveline? And you go, No. I want you to tell him you called Loveline and Dr. Drew said the following. And you go, okay. And then 10 seconds later, they go, all right, I'll tell him to call Loveline. And it's like, oh, that was your idea. Remember? We never said that. It's sort of sort of like when Bugs Bunny got Daffy Duck to tell Wabbit Elmer season. Fudd, shoot me now.
Yeah, that's right.
Alan?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Just wanted to say I've been trying to call you guys for about a year now, and every time I do, I say, yeah, my name's Alan, and I can't take your call. Mm. But I'm 19. I've been in a relationship.
Hold on. Every time you get through, you say your name, and they say, we can't take your call?
Pretty much.
Why are you on now?
Different person answered.
Same people are sitting there.
Same people sitting there have been there for the last year.
Yeah, I always get a girl, but this time I got a guy.
Oh, well, it's kind of coming into focus now.
I'm a bitch.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm 19, and I've been in a relationship with a girl for 3 years. We're engaged to be married right now, and we're living together. I've had experiences with bisexual experiences in my life, but I'm not really attracted to men. But I am attracted to like hermaphrodites and transvestites, and I just wanted to know what could be causing that. Could that be because one of my first sexual experiences was with a guy, or
You were probably like 8 years old or something, right?
I was about like 9 or 10.
How many? Look, kudos for picking that.
Yeah,
come on. And then this scrambles the wiring that's developing in your brain in terms of the sort of trajectory of sexual orientation. It makes it sort of confused, and sort of an arousal pattern develops that wasn't supposed to have been there.
How do you get into hermaphrodites? Where do you find them these days?
Well, I read a lot of Japanese anime and stuff like that, and in Japan, that's kind of a big thing over there. It's like, you know, their gods are hermaphrodites, and it's kind of a very big sexual thing.
Ooh.
I just kind of always liked that since I was about 11 or 12.
Hold on a second. Calling all nerds.
Hmm.
That's super nerd. When you start getting into that Japanese animation.
Well, he's masturbating to it.
And when you start beating off to drawings and you're not in prison, that is super nerddom right there. And you're not even beating off to the physical form. You're beating off to the craftsmanship of the drawing.
No, he's
convinced.
No, he likes the multisexual being.
Alan?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
the fantasy is what he's beating
off with. With the drawings, but I mean, I started looking at, you know, real like she-males and transvestites, and
all right, well, be that as it may, you've got some wiring issues, some confusion about your sexual identity.
What do you do for a living? Some with computers.
Don't feel like I'm gay, though.
You don't feel like you're what?
I don't feel like I'm a homosexual. I just
no,
because I definitely am very attracted to women. Also,
yeah, they got to have a male genitalia.
Hey, right, Pete's off to Johnny Sacco. He's not gay.
Are you afraid of female genitalia? Do they evoke anxiety or anything?
No. Well, previously to this girl, yes, because I'd had some bad experiences with
vaginas.
Not so nice vaginas, but in this.
Did they attack? Or what the vaginas do to you?
Well, okay. When I was 13 years old, one of the first girls I had a sexual experience with tied me to the bed and got me naked, and I was under the impression we were going to have sex. Instead of having sex with me, she pretty much, first she mashed her vagina in my face, and then she left the room and came back with everybody else who lived in her apartment, and they all took pictures of me and laughed at me and humiliated me, and she on me. So
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
While the neighborhood watched, she peed on you?
Just the people. She lived in an apartment with, like, she had roommates, and they all came in the room and watched.
And watched her pee on you.
Right.
Where did you meet this person? This is getting more interesting all the time.
At debutante ball.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can say it on the air, but I met her at Denny's restaurant.
I think you can say that. Why not? And was she much older than you?
Yeah, she was like 20, 23 or 24.
So she was. It was a criminal act then?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Technically.
If it was done to a... Listen, if it was a 22-year-old guy doing it to a 13-year-old girl...
Oh, my God.
It'd be a criminal act. This is just a serious goof on. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it was definitely not cool of her. She took advantage of me, I feel, but, like...
Was she good-looking?
She was okay. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't,
ultra
amazing.
Supermodel hot.
Right, she was just okay, and I found out later.
Where did she pee on you? Your chest, face, groin?
Kind of just everywhere, mostly on my face and my chest.
And she sort of got and kind of straddled you?
She kind of, yeah, like stood up on the bed over me.
And it was her bed, right?
Yeah.
So she just kind of whizzed all over her bed?
Yeah, pretty much.
And pardon me for laughing, but
no. I mean, I can laugh at it. I don't hold resentment toward it anymore.
No. It's all good.
But I don't know if in reference to the transvestite thing, could the utter absence of a mother and any female presence in my life and my entire life have anything to do with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Alan.
A lot of stuff going on.
In summaries, a lot of stuff to go on.
Abandonment, abuse, okay. The trifecta.
Here's what you need.
And some nutball peeing on you.
You ready?
Yeah.
You need a therapist, and she needs to be a female therapist.
Female therapist,
and do not get married for a little while. You're 19,
oh,
for Christ's sake.
Yes. And listen, that has to be a therapist you're sort of not attracted to and you don't like. You know what I mean? Because if it's somebody that he really finds, this person fits with me, not good.
Mm.
Not good.
Mm.
Just somebody who knows what they're doing is what you need to be with.
Mm. Right, let's ask real quick. Kim?
Hi.
You were listening to the show last night when I was saying I haven't let a good fart go in about 3 months.
Yeah.
It's breaking my heart.
I know.
And I've been eating anything and everything. No smell has come forth from my ass
like
in months.
I like Kim's empathy, too. It's like... I know, Adam.
It's rough. And especially especially when you used to be on top. You know what I mean? People respected you. They looked up to you.
Yeah, now you're a pushover.
It's nothing. I got nothing. I'm a paper lion.
Okay, well, I got something that'll work.
All right. This better be good.
It is. Okay. I know it works because I got chewed out by my mom last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. I'm sugarless candy.
Hmm. What?
Yeah, my dad's a diabetic.
Sorbitol? The sorbitol candy?
I don't know. I bought it at a candy store, and it's just, it was a peanut butter cup.
Mm. Yeah.
And something with nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy enough to work, but if I go down and find some dietetic candy, take it, and a poof of air comes out of my ass with no scent attached to it, I'm going to come looking for you, Kim.
There's a lot of scent.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That was you?
Freaking out and told me not. I can't buy him that anymore.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's had the action.
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
No. Why not?
It's something else.
Yeah, but a peanut butter cup with no sugar in it is not going to give me anything good.
No. Pasta fazool. Well, nah.
That's Jimmy's dish.
Yeah.
I got to get a good gas dish. Please call in if you know a good gas dish.
You have to experiment. Everybody's different.
I'm trying everything. I'm getting nothing. Nothing.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Just me and my partner tonight. Drew picked a call that has no question on it. Hello?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Robert.
Robert. Do you have a suggestion for me to get gas?
I do. I've got every day at lunch, I go to Trader Joe's and get the hummus.
Hummus.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Hummus, good for gas?
The garlic is great. The spicy hot hummus is even better. Get that good kind of burn your eyes thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But I stick by the eggplant. It's always got that nice kind of, you know, it's got right in the middle where it doesn't burn your ass, but it still offends everybody.
Mm-hmm. What do you put it on? What do you put on, a playing card?
Just crackers, whatever they got there.
See, Robert, you're prone to gas, though.
Oh, what's that?
You're prone to gas. You create a great methane production, right?
Only with certain foods, you know?
Yeah. No, but Adam is disinclined to gas. Nothing that we can find.
I'm so lazy, my body won't even work up a good fart.
Yeah.
And Drew, you eat what? What's your thing, garlic or onion?
Green onion.
And now, what if I gave you a clove of garlic right now, of raw garlic, and you just swallowed it?
That'd be bad times.
Just, you'd be blasting all the way home? You think you could move yourself in the chair with the wheels without touching the ground?
Yeah, I think the next
be like
space shuttle.
Sitting on a chair and doing the fire extinguisher thing, we just fire the fire extinguisher and roll across the room. Really? I mean, you could give yourself gas immediately, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
With a variety of different foods. And it wouldn't take much of quantity wise.
Overeating does it to me too, coincidentally. Yeah, it could be bad tonight.
Now, what is it? You have different enzymes in you?
Different bacteria.
Different bacteria in you. And that bacteria, the particular bacteria that is common to your colon.
Lives my colon.
Turns this food into gas.
Cracks it into methane.
Right. Whereas mine does not seem to do that.
No.
Okay.
I'm lucky.
Well, back to the point.
All right. Katie?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, hi. Oh, first I have to compliment you. I love you guys so much.
And
I've been listening to Loveline like every day since I was 12.
Mm.
And yeah, Dr. Ju.
Mm-hmm.
You're very smart. You're one of the smartest people on radio, and you should be president.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Adam, I love you. You're gorgeous, and I love the Man Show and Crank Anchors.
Thanks, baby doll.
Yeah. Okay. So,
enough of that. I've buttered you guys up.
What do you need?
Okay. For my debate class, I'm debating that condoms should be distributed to high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask both of you the pros and cons of that and how effective condoms are and like...
Yeah. You mean distributed in what way?
Like just passed out at school so like they're available to students who need them.
Well, there's sort of a difference between passing something out and making it accessible to people who need it or want it.
I agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't think that we should load up a... one of those firefighting tanker planes and drop condoms over the school. But I think we do agree that they could have them in the health office
Answer the question, why not, though? Why shouldn't you do that?
I just think it may not bode with some people's sensibilities, and those people, you should respect those people.
And does it encourage kids to have sex?
No.
It doesn't, because I was talking to my mom today, and she was saying, oh, it's wrong. It's going to make people want to have sex. And
well, listen, every 15 and 16 and 17-year-old boy at that school would like to have sex, except for the handful of guys who don't.
Yeah.
But the condom, I mean, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. You can use this in your debate class.
Thank you.
Tell me you thought of it. you take 10... boys, 10 average teenage boys, 16-year-old boys. 8 of them really are going to want to have sex, and 2 of them, for religious purposes, or maybe they're gross, they're a little behind or whatever, aren't. That's about right, right?
Yeah.
Those 8 boys who really want to have sex, the condom...
doesn't change things at all.
No, it's like saying the guy's really hungry and you give him a fork.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. He'll eat the chicken with his hands. He doesn't need the fork. You give him the fork, he'll use the fork.
That's right.
It's not going to stop him or start him. It's not going to remind him to eat. It says, here's a fork. Yeah, well, I'm hungry anyway. It's not going to do anything. And if a guy doesn't want to eat, the fork's not going to make him eat.
He'll put it down, yeah.
That's right. So you don't need the condom to fork.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
And the condoms work very, very well.
How accurate are they? Because my mom's like, oh, it's still like... It's still bad and still not going to work and it's not 100%.
Your mom's doing a little spin control here.
Your mom should just tell you that the semen's fattening. That's the spin I'm going to take.
But yeah, they're like in the 90 something.
Oh yeah, if they're used properly, they're very effective and they're a good barrier to reduce the risk of sexually transmitted diseases. They really are. So I however don't believe that necessarily government institutions should be passing things out. I think the private sector really should be stepping up a lot more, and that high schools shouldn't get in the way of that.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't think something your tax dollars go to should be distributing condoms, because people have all kinds of feelings and they want to be represented, and it would just create chaos.
Yeah.
On the other hand, a private sector is much more efficient, much more able to problem solve, should make these things available to you, and the high schools shouldn't get in the way of that.
But on the other hand, if I have a choice of where my tax dollars are going, which is 80 cents for a condom or life of being taxed for a welfare child.
And prison cells.
In prison cells, I'm going with the condom. Justine?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes, I'm 20.
Your dad asked you to buy a banana suppository. What?
No, what happened is I'm staying with my friend for a week, and we're going to the store. And he's like, hey, hold on. I need you guys to pick me up stuff. And I'm like, okay, what do you need? He's like, I need a banana, I need Preparation H, and suppositories.
No.
I'm serious. I am not joking.
Well, he was joking.
No, he was not joking. We confronted him on the issue, and he got really mad.
All right, wait a minute. Where was he when you guys were going into the store?
No, we were leaving the house. We're like, okay, bye. We're going to go to the store. And he's like, hold on. You need to
get- I'm asking where he was. He was at home.
Yeah, he was at home.
And he said, as long as you're going to the store,
uh-huh.
you need to pick me up a banana, not a bunch of bananas.
Just a banana.
A banana, some preparation as your process. Oh, please.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking.
Of course you're joking.
Well, you may not be joking, but he was.
I'll give you two choices. Okay.
Okay.
Either you're joking,
uh-uh.
or he's joking and you're stupid. Which one?
No. It's actually neither. I was asking my friend about it, and it's because he had that surgery, which makes your stomach smaller, and he hasn't been sticking to the diet, so his stomach's been really bad. So I guess he's been having diarrhea really badly.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why he needed the Preparation H suppositories, and he just has a banana with his breakfast every morning for his shake that he's supposed to have.
All right, well.
I just thought it was really funny the order in which these things were asked for.
All right. Don't call again.
And we'll be right back.
Well, all right. But listen, I stand corrected then.
Yeah.
He had the stomach tightening surgery or the gastric bypass. He ate that. All right. It's just a crazy coincidence.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll be back. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. This close to driving trail, my brother.
Don't do it, man.
Woo, I'll do it.
He'll do it. I know he'll do it.
I'm a madman.
Don't tempt him.
No, man. I always like that part where the guy's partner explains what a madman he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know this guy.
The nudge will do it, man. He's a wild man. He's wild. You know I'm wild. He'll do it.
The nudge.
Joanna?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, I'm 19.
What's up?
I had a question. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3.5 years, and we've tried a lot of different things, and he wanted to try anal sex.
How old is he?
He's 18. And he wanted to try anal sex, and we've tried it twice, but I seem to not be able to get, like, comfortable, and it's really painful.
Yeah, so why don't you stop?
Yeah, that's what we do, exactly. He sees that it hurts me, and as soon as he sees that, he's like, okay, this isn't a turn-on anymore, you know? This isn't working, but I do want to try it, and I do, you know, also
is there any equivalent for the male?
Excuse me?
That a woman asks a guy to do?
Oh, well, that's the entire relationship.
It's like going to the opera.
That's everything in the relationship other than the sex. It's the part where they have to hang out. That's basically, you know what that is? That's going to one of her goofy friend's weddings.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what anal is. It's a nice, slow, five-hour anal encounter.
Yeah.
Going to those crappy weddings. You know, and I always get that, be nice.
You must have been to some lately.
What happened? Yeah, I've been to them. I get to be nice all the time, and then there's always this one, too. You make sure and talk to Charlene's boyfriend. You know, it's always bad. It's one of the signs you're not the world's greatest person when you get that whole laundry list of things you got to do. Yeah. Every time I go anywhere with my wife, like, here's what it sounds like on the way. Don't leave me alone with Drew's wife. Don't leave me alone with him. You be nice. You be nice. You talk to Suzanne. You talk to Carlos. You talk to Suzanne's husband. Do not ignore
him. He's a huge fan of yours. He's been waiting to meet you.
Do not leave me. Do not take a rusty shiv and put it in my father's neck. Okay? You talk to my father. Talk to him. You got to, you know, that's my entire life. Here's my entire life. People explain to me how to be a human being.
Yeah.
My dad,
it's a little bit of a reach for you.
My dad gave you that NRA video. Now you call him up and you thank him. And I'm like, Drew, do you get that? Did your wife explain to you how to be a human being?
No.
Oh, please.
No.
She tells you everything else. She has to explain. She doesn't give any of that?
No.
Don't leave me with your mother.
No.
You be nice to them. No?
No, no.
No, because you're so busy just kissing ass, no one ever has to give you that speech. Is that what it is?
Yep, it's basically it.
Joanna? All right. So anyway, he doesn't want to hurt you. You don't like anal sex. You want to know how to have anal sex?
Yeah. Well, I want to be able to like it.
You may not be. You may
to try.
Yeah. Well, maybe
you tried it twice.
You tried it, and that may not be for you. Well,
here's my tips: lube and booze.
Okay.
All right. You got it.
All right. I see.
Well, I mean, Ted, use lots of lube. Have a glass of red wine. See if it loosens you up a little bit.
Okay, so that's probably it's probably me being nervous or sort of
no, no,
well, it's moot because whatever it is, you're not into it. Whether it hurts because you're tense or it hurts because you have an exceptionally small rectum.
Whatever it is, it is not going to feel good to you. Just not.
God bless her.
That's so wild. What I mean,
I don't know. And then let's just say on anal trip number three, it's the third trip down the you pack up the balls and penis, you head down the Hershey Highway. The third one, it somehow magically works. Now where are you? You know what I mean? He's got a nail in the ass every time
right,
now.
Still something you don't enjoy.
Theoretically, yeah. It's all right not to enjoy something, your boyfriend. And by the way, no one's going to fault you. You gave it a shot. You gave the old college try.
I just don't understand this continued desire to put herself into situations that hurt her, blaming herself.
She says
feeling faulty that something's wrong with her. That
she's not saying that.
Her rectum tearing is uncomfortable.
True. She likes the guy. She wants to make him happy.
Oh my God. What is that?
You talk to Suzanne's, but talk to them.
Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, I'm still bogus. Writing down lube and booze here. Let me catch up with you.
Yeah, bogus.
Yeah. This close to dropping trash. Yeah, I'll do it too, right, Drew?
He will. Don't tempt him, Joe.
He's a madman.
Okay, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
One night, the wife's punani, as she refers to it, afternoon, made a funny noise, you know, farting sound. And my question was, you know, does that necessarily, the only time I've ever heard it was after long, hard, passionate sex. So my question is, I guess it's really for the doc, is, you know, what are the reasons that that may happen?
Well, she's cheating, obviously. What
cheating.
Saying? Yeah.
You got to smell that wind that comes out of her. If it smells like a different dude, man, you got to kick that bitch to the curb. Oh, who cares? You really need to know.
No, it's nothing. It's just the position you're in, that's all.
Well, Drew, can you ever make... Some women can make that noise without sex.
Yep, some women, and some women make it all the time. But most, you get them in the right position and they will start.
Yeah. Hey, Drew.
It's a piston. What?
What's a piston?
That's the action that pushes
piston
the air
action.
In, yeah.
Yeah, but what if you've had no sex? I think Joe was saying there was no sex before this.
Oh, and I thought you said it was during sex.
Well, I don't know. Joe?
It was at our very start of sex.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Listen, you take your hand, you put it under your bare armpit, you start flapping your arm. You get a little better sound when it works up a sweat, but you can still pop one off at the beginning, can't you? Jack off. Mm. Hey. Screwball phone screeners. I know we're tired of girls who are raped when they're on their third birthday, but that wasn't a question Joe had. How do I get a queef sound out of it? It's usually pump number 327, but this was pump number 14. How is that physically possible? This is a question. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Zap, zap, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no, no.
Zap, blah, blah.
Oh.
Woo. Alex?
Hi.
You're 17. What's up?
Well, I had a whole knee operations when I was younger, 14 to 15.
A what kind?
Knee operations.
Knee operations. For what?
Yeah, I had my knees stapled because I grew too fast.
Hmm. All right.
How do they staple them?
Stapled. And so...
How do you staple your knees?
They staple the growth plates on the inside of the knees, so I stopped growing.
Really?
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
How tall are you now?
6'8".
Hmm.
And if they didn't staple the growth plates on your knees, what do you think you'd be?
I'd probably be about 6'4", because my legs would be bowed out to each side, and I'd be dislocating my knees every time I took a step.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
If they didn't stop that.
Hmm.
Nope.
Well, That's weird.
Right, yeah.
Were your legs growing faster than the rest of your body?
My legs, the growth plates on the outside of the knee were growing faster than on the inside, so my legs bowed out.
Okay.
Wow.
I was knock-kneed really badly.
All right.
Yeah.
But, so I had a lot of pain medicine. I got addicted to Vicodin.
Oh, boy.
And so I finally got off of it after, like, I just stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, am I more susceptible to other drug addictions after, because I've been addicted to Vicodin?
Is there alcoholism in your family?
No.
Did you get addicted or just get dependent on it?
I don't know. When I stopped taking it, I stayed up for like 5 nights straight.
But you just stopped. You just kicked it yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure that's addiction. Having withdrawal does not addiction make.
Okay.
Anybody who takes opiate long enough will have a withdrawal. But the addict, when they put the opiate down, is changed. They still feel like they've got to pursue it. They feel sort of that they can't regulate their feelings. They preoccupy about it. And they get back and they use something. And then eventually they get back to the opiates.
Listen, Stretch, you're fine.
Okay.
People call you Stretch?
Yeah, and Ogre and Lurch and...
Ogre?
Drek.
Can you play sports or anything?
Nope.
Your knees aren't good enough for that?
No.
How much do you weigh?
225.
225?
Yeah.
6'8"? That's slender, right? It's about...
Yeah.
Right, which
decent,
be.
Right?
Yeah.
Any problems? You all right? They think you're 17. They think you're going to make it to 7 foot?
I certainly hope not.
Really?
It's already hurting my clothes.
It's already what?
Do you play basketball?
No.
No, he doesn't play any sports.
No sports?
No sports.
Music. Music, not sports.
All right. Well, good times. And can you run? Are your knees okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay. All right, good times.
No sports.
Once in a while, you get these tall guys that don't do anything with their height. They spend their whole life telling people they don't play basketball, and everyone seems disappointed.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, you had this incredible gift, this gift of height.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. No one sheds any tears for tall guys in this society. Being tall, like, as you get over 6'2", kind of tall,
mm-hmm.
It sucks. Go fly. I'm 6'2". Try to fly coach at 6'2". Mm-hmm. That's uncomfortable. I can only imagine being 6'7", 6'9", and stuffing my spindly ass into one of those coach seats, you know?
Yeah.
Cars, you know, here's the deal. Everything, whether it's clothes, cars, you know, as far as how far the seat goes back, the coach, tables, when you go out to eat, when you go sit at a movie theater,
Nothing.
Here's the deal. Ideally... It is made for guys who are about 5'10". Guys 5'8 is going to be more comfortable. Guys 6 foot is going to be a little less comfortable. But as you start going over 6 foot, go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
Have your knees pressed up against the guy's seat in front of you the entire time. What is the big advantage to that? And how come no one ever says anything? I mean, listen, if you're a guy and you're 5'2", it sucks, but every flight's first class.
Yeah.
And every time you go to a movie theater, your feet ain't touching the ground. You don't have that problem with your knees jammed up against stuff all the time.
You're right.
Thank you, Drew. Drew did like a four-stage yawn into the mic. Andy?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey, brada.
Dude, you're a genius. And Dr. Drew, you're a genius.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, now no one's a genius.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, anyways, I got three things.
All mm-hmm. right.
One question is about my balls.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, I was sitting on this bench after school, and this chick comes over to give me a hug, and she puts, like, all the weight in her knee and, like, gets right on my ball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you speak up, say something?
What?
Did you say something to
her? Oh, yeah, I, like, pushed her off.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like my ball was, like, shifting.
All right, good times.
Yeah, and now my ball just doesn't hang the right way.
Well.
So mm-hmm. I was just wondering.
Shifting is quite a graphic depiction.
What does that mean? Like, shelves are shifting.
Migrating.
Here, let me tell you. Like, I could feel it. Like, you know the tube where your jizz, like, comes out of your balls?
Your jizz come out of your balls.
Yeah, your jizz tube, yeah.
Yeah,
know
your
it?
Tube.
Know it?
Like, it felt like that was, like, moving around my ball.
Uh-huh.
Like it twisted in some way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's possible.
It felt so bad. It was, like, the worst pain.
All right.
All right, so anyways, I was just wondering what's up with that.
Not sure. The only way you'd really know is if you had an ultrasound to see if anything happened.
It's really not hanging right now.
Like sometimes when it's like cold and you know my balls like shrivel up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one hangs all normal, but the other one's kind of a.
Well, wait a minute. How do they hang all normal when it's shriveled up?
They're straight. You know, like they just hang straight down.
Yeah. Hold on a second, Drew. I have not gotten that thick sort of. You know, that
Dartos tunic?
Gopher's brain.
Yeah, that's the Dartos tunic.
Sort of under your dork kind of look.
Yeah,
I used to like that when I was a kid. Ladies, you don't know this, but your nut sack goes from like a Crown Royal sack into a Super Bowl.
Not even that, an acorn.
Well.
I mean, it can really shrink up.
No, it doesn't go to an acorn. You
retard. Not the balls, but the whole.
The point is it gets thick and it looks like a brain.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened to that, Drew? That doesn't happen to me anymore.
Well, gravity has taken its toll.
I can't get any nut suckage at all.
You can get some, but it won't suck all the way back up the way it
used to. I mean, the skin is perpetually thin.
Well, you've done it. You've stretched out the cremastergic muscles. The gravity is just taking it apart.
I need to have those rejuvenated, Drew, so I can enjoy my youthful sack again.
Yes, a ball tuck?
I would like a ball tuck, yes. Mm. Who are we talking to? Anthony?
No.
Is that who we're talking to? No, Andy. Andy?
All right,
so maybe, you may have to go to the doctor, yo.
All right.
Let me just finish. When you get a trauma like that, you're testing, the most common thing to change its shape configuration would be a spermatocele or cystocele, varicocele,
mm-hmm.
a cyst, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let him ask the other two questions.
No. Yeah. He had two more questions?
Two more.
Andy?
Dude, real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Right. It's one about your gas thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's these things that I could buy at my school. They're like from Thank God It's Friday restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They're called potato skins. Mm-hmm.
They sell appetizers from TGIF at your school?
Yeah, they're pretty sweet, too. They taste really good. And they make you crap about the same time every day.
What? Hold on a second. What kind of school do you go to? You go to school in Reseda?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Cleveland High.
You go to Cleveland High, and it's catered by that TGI Fridays out there in Reseda?
Yeah.
Holy F. What the? When I was in high school, we had like these crappy generic sweet rolls. Everything was generic. The hot dogs were like green and beige color. Patties were boiled.
Corn. There was corn. It was and just, a strange rice.
Just corn. It was just nothing
everything
but
boiled.
Everything
boiled.
Sucked. The hamburgers. How do you F up a hamburger so badly? Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? You go to McDonald's for 39 cents, you get a decent burger. LA Unified had these burgers that were like kind of boiled and kind of milky tasting and sort of gray and a little like gray colored meat that looked like it was cooked in some fashion. That
but
was
that strange smell. Always a strange
what
smell.
I'm going to sue everybody. So what happens? You get catered. What else can you get over there from TGI Fridays?
I don't know. They have a different type. Like they have jalapeno, whatever. Like a different flavor.
You go to the cafeteria and get like you can get like buffalo chicken wings and stuff.
Well, yeah, but they're all fake, you know, and those make you crap pretty bad too. But we could also get like Pizza Hut, Subway.
Jeez, it's like going to a ball game.
And then they also got these ice creams. They're so goddamn good. They're like 50 cents.
All right, listen, I'm getting hungry now. I could remember.
I'm not.
If some kid, here's the whole thing. When I went to school. The schools basically, LA Unified schools are like a prison when I grew up. They're same architectures, black top everywhere,
mm-hmm.
high fences everywhere. Once you came onto campus, you could not leave the campus. You could try to make it over the fence, but a guard might take you down. The first shot would be a warning shot, but the second one, they'd go for the kill. Everything was sort of squared off, institutionalized looking. All the buildings were like gray and green, and every window had that sort of heavy-duty chain-link mesh over it. Mm-hmm. It's not the chain-link fence. It's that heavy-duty grate kind of, hey, you can't throw a rock through it or something kind of thing. And everything was real heavy-duty, and it was like institution. And if anybody ever had any food in that school that it was something you'd heard of from the outside world, it was huge. For one reason or another, some guy would show up with a Taco Bell burrito or McDonald's hamburger once every 2 years, and it was like the,
Nirvana. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was like you were the guy in prison with a sack of heroin and a carton of cigarettes, you know? Yeah. And all the food was just horrible, generic, boiled prison food, essentially. What is this? Kids with their goddamn TGI burgers. Anthony?
Hey.
I say my word to this.
My word?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to say that, Dr. Drew, you made me want to become a psychologist because of everything you guys have done on here.
All right.
And
say thank you,
thank
Dick.
You.
All right.
Well, I'm not a psychologist.
Well, I know it's a little confusing, like
But the way that you analyze people and like how they think and everything has made me want to do that.
Okay, great. Excellent.
Yeah, and Adam, you're saying bouncy. I have this water bottle that's like an Nalgene bottle, and I dropped it one time and it bounces, and now all my friends, every time they see me, they keep on going bouncy.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
No, that's not me.
That's not Adam. Yeah.
Hold on. Now I'm pissed at Anthony. You're 0 for 2, buddy.
Okay, now here's my question.
All right.
I went out with my girlfriend originally in December, went out for a month and a half, 2 months, and we stopped going out and everything, and it goes off and on, and she was came over to my house after school this Tuesday afternoon, and we dropped our stuff off at my house and went down to the beach, and her mom has bipolar and changed her mind what time she had to be home. And when she called at 6, her mom got mad at her and said she was supposed to call at 4:30 and everything. And now her mom thinks that because she couldn't get a hold of either of us, is that we were having sex.
Were you?
No.
No, we weren't.
Anthony's a virgin.
Oh,
yes, I am. I am proud to say that, but I decided that I'm not going to screw up my life until the time I have made that choice where I'm gonna sit down and start a family.
Yep.
Yeah. And
all right. Parents, sounds like good rationale for not getting laid to me.
And her parents have told her you cannot see him, you cannot talk to him, you can't even
really. Well, and they don't believe her when she tells
them? because I don't know why they don't believe.
Okay,
her
wait a second. So what has she said to you then that you have to break it off?
No, it's because we're in the period of we're not going out right now, but we're almost going back out because she said she wanted to go back out with me again.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to Drew.
What was that,
Anthony? Well, first off,
a lot of. Talking.
The sound of a virgin is the most distinct sound there is on this radio show.
Yes.
It speaks louder to me than a junior college student.
Well, there's a couple things. There's the baby voice. There's the junior college.
Yeah.
There's the forklift.
But the virgin.
And then there's a virgin. Yeah.
Now, he's 17. He says he has a girlfriend. He says they went to the beach. You'd think, you know, most guys are 17. Virgin, you know the voice. Okay. I'm not so sure that this guy actually does have a girlfriend.
Right.
I'm not so sure what they were.
We'd have to ask her.
Yeah, Anthony's not a guy who's grounded in reality.
Right.
Anthony?
Yeah.
But not a stupid man.
No.
Anthony?
Yeah?
What's the furthest you've gotten with this young lady?
Almost a home plate.
Really?
Almost.
Bouncy.
Almost a home plate.
Almost home plate. What is that?
I'm about to slide, but
you guys were both naked?
Pretty much.
Oh.
But we didn't do that stuff because we decided that we're not gonna have sex because we don't want to screw
and you
each
go,
other
you
up.
Go out
what you have oral sex?
Yeah.
And you go out regular with her?
Not regularly.
How long's it been since you went out with her?
It's been about a month and a half.
Were you going out regularly?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we were going out regularly for like 2 months, and then there was something happening at her home, and she would have to like break it off because of stress and everything.
That's just stress.
Well, her family is like
Anthony,
really weird.
Okay, listen to Papa Ace.
Okay.
This is not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You may have had a few dates with her and maybe almost gotten a home base with her, home plate, but you didn't. She's not your girlfriend. It's time to move on.
Well,
yes.
I didn't actually say she was my girlfriend. We were going off and on.
Okay, do not examine the past any longer.
Move on.
Okay, but it's just that, that I don't...
Move on.
He's just still dancing.
It's been a month, and by the way, when you're 17... And you listen, when you're 29 and you haven't seen somebody in a month and a half, it's done.
Like a whole sports season, nearly.
But when you're 17,
it's a football season,
you're done. Yeah. I mean, month and a half, you're done. And it didn't sound there's a lot. And Anthony's again not in reality too much.
No.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Too smart.
Yeah, just rationalizing, thinking, dancing constantly.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. I like this song.
Who is this?
This is the All-American Rejects.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm starting to realize why I like this song. Well, I like this song, but it sounds like Better and Ezra. Yeah? Remember Better and Ezra?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I like this guy. Where are those Better and Ezra guys? Ryan?
Hey, how's it going? First off, I'd like to say, Adam, I think you're the funniest guy in the world.
Thanks.
I'd love to grow up to be just like you. But I do have a couple things real quick. One thing, I know the perfect thing for gas. Hmm. Kind of plagued me all through high school. Hmm. Eat a grapefruit for breakfast.
No. That's got to be the least gaseous food in the world, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I used to have to try and do it around the teacher whenever she walked by in a fourth hour my freshman year so I could blame it on her.
You did a... picking the teacher to blame for the fart is probably not a great strategy. It's always best to blame it on a fat kid. That's how the fart blaming... Here's how the fart blaming goes,
dog,
by the way.
Dog.
I've never really thought about this, but here's the fart blame pecking order in a room. Dog first. If there's no dog, then...
Cat box. No.
No.
Okay.
First off, Drew, no one ever blamed a fart on a cat box.
Seen it happen, but...
You have?
There's a cat box sitting there.
All right, well, if you're all standing over a cat box, I guess you could potentially pin some of it on the cat box. You go dog first.
Yeah.
And yes, if there is a cat box in the room, you could possibly bring that up. But I'm going to eliminate most things from the room. I wasn't even going to put dog in the room, but dog goes first. Second person you blame is the fattest person in the room. Third is, then it just goes to heaviest person in the room if no
biggest,
one is fat.
Biggest?
Biggest person in the room. Then if it's a choice between minorities, you go white.
Yeah.
White, usually the culprit. Eventually, it works down to Asian chick. Aye! But that's if you eliminated everybody.
Women follow the men, too.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You go fat guy, then you go white guy. Now it's a little bit of a standoff. You got a fat black guy and a medium sized white guy, in terms of who you blame for the fart.
Yeah.
I still think you go white.
Hispanic guy could split it.
Yeah, they got the whole beans thing going on, but they're not known for the gas. Those people. Oh, Drew says yes. Okay, you blame the Mexican guy. Drew says. Then you work your way down to chick, white chick, same order, same ethnic order, eventually ending with the Asian. Asian female. Have to be the last person in the room. You agree? Thank you. Where were we? Talking to Ryan?
Danielle.
Oh, Ryan wasn't done. Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, so you say eat a grapefruit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that.
You say pink grapefruit or
all right, what's
yellow grapefruit?
What's the question?
Yellow. But anyways, I do have a question as well. A couple weeks ago, I was with my girlfriend. We were getting ready to have sex, and I was fingering her. And I pulled out something. It was almost like a mucus, almost like a snot or a cum or something. I wasn't sure what it was. Mm-hmm. And so when I pulled it out, I was just kind of like, what is this? And I totally blew up and for some reason thought that it was somebody else's cum that she cheated on me, something like that.
Right, sure.
And I wanted to know if, like, a girl just makes that kind of thing.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah, absolutely.
Someone else's cum.
Well,
like some guy dropped his load in your girlfriend, and then 20 minutes later, she's making out with you. All right. The same mind who comes up with grapefruit. Drew, where's grapefruit rank on your list of gas?
Very bottom.
Under Asian woman?
Yes, under her.
Yeah, I mean, grapefruit? Like, that's a comedy answer for what gives you gas. Like, yeah. You'd say, this guy could eat a grapefruit and blow gas.
Yes.
Right, it's like, just below styrofoam packing. Grapefruit. It's the kind of lame-brained callers we have on this show. Danielle?
Hi.
21. I basically put my heart out on my sleeve, and I asked for some advice from the people who call this show about what could give me smelly gas. Because I've had a dry run, and obviously I'm feeling vulnerable. And what do I get? I get grapefruit. What's up, Danielle?
Hi. The reason why I was calling is because every time I have sex with my husband, sometimes my left leg starts twitching.
Twitching or shivering, like quivering?
I'm kind of bold, but it was like, it twitches really bad.
All right, twitching to me means it suddenly contracts and then releases, then contracts and then releases, as opposed to kind of shaking and quivering.
Uh-huh.
You think Danielle knows what contracts means?
I don't know. I can't get through.
Danielle?
I can't do it.
Uh-huh. How long have you been married, sweetie?
I've been married. It's going to be 3 months. Or
3 months?
Yeah.
You got married pretty young. Yeah. You have some kids?
Yeah, I have a little boy.
Mm. Little boy. What's your husband do?
He works for a motor vehicle.
DMV?
Yeah.
For a motor vehicle.
Department
motor. What's he do over there?
He does driver's license. He works at the window.
He's an angry, scary guy.
See the guy who's in charge of not telling people when they're in the wrong line?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd like that to be my job. I don't know who does that over there, but I'd like that to be my gig. All right, so can he get you a fake ID if you need one?
No.
Okay. So the twitching thing, that's just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's nothing serious.
No. Now, you got to use some protection so you don't have another kid too soon, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have another
Are you using any birth control?
No.
No. Here's, I think, one of the problems in society, which is people who get married early, they get married at 19 or 20, think, all right, well, our days of birth control are over. We're married now.
Yeah.
Well, next thing you know, you're 24, you have three kids, and your son, old man's working over the DMV. Mm. You know what I'm saying, baby doll?
Yeah.
All right, so you can ask your next question, but you got to get a little birth control for me, all right?
I will.
All right.
All right, good.
He wants to try anal sex,
of course.
I do too.
Uh-huh. Me too.
All right.
But I'm kind of scared.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to know what I could do so I could not be scared.
Mm. It's going to be scary and probably uncomfortable no matter what, but lots of lubricant and take it slow.
Is it uncomfortable?
Most women. Not all. Are you multi-orgasmic?
Mm.
No.
Well, wait a minute. I think she was digesting that. Do you have an orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
That's why your leg starts twitching, right?
Yeah.
Do you have multiple?
More than one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lots more than one?
A lot more.
Okay.
So the women that have that sometimes like anal sex. So
you might enjoy this.
You might, yeah.
Yeah. Take it slow. Anything starts hurting, you stop.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay, I was just
curious. And that's when the leg starts twitching.
Make sure the kid's in the room.
No.
All right, but really, lay off with the kids for just a little while.
I like that.
Oh,
you get that dream house.
No, way more than one. Way, way more.
I don't know what happened to the DMV, but for some reason it's... the DMV in my life has been like some sort of like, I feel it's like, you know, when people beat cancer?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like with
the DMV.
The DMV was a constant, it was a scourge in my life for my entire life. And for some reason, it's been 5 years since I've been to that godforsaken dump. And I just pray I never have to go back again. I don't know how it works. My license probably expired. I don't know what's going on, but I can't deal with those imbeciles anymore. Where are we, Drew?
Here we go, Michael.
Michael?
Yeah, right here.
You're 27?
27, yeah.
What's up?
All right.
No, my question is about female ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now in the porno movies, you know, homeboy is piping her down or whatever, and she just comes, like, just all over the place. The whole water faucet scene, right?
Yeah. Now, it's not every porn movie.
No, but those, like Ultimate Squirting Machine 3, you know, and like those.
Right. Right.
Now, my question is...
Super Soaker 9.
Where? Yeah, you've seen the end. Ultimate, like, homegirl Strychnine? That's a bad bitch, dog.
Who's Hydrant 4?
Now, my question is...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it's fake, then okay, whatever. But if it's real, how can I get my wife to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Not all women have that talent.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch. How long you been married, Michael?
We've been married for 2 years. We've been together about four years. Total, yeah, we've been married 2 years. We've been together about total of four and
Does
a half.
She know you're anxious to extract this from her?
Well, she's a freak. She doesn't know... I don't know. We never really talked about it. Like, I saw a website once, and it had, like, instructions. Mm-hmm. Put your finger in here, massage the G-spot, allegedly. Mm-hmm. And I felt something. It was kind of like, if she's laying on your back, if she's laying on her back, and you're putting your finger in with your palm facing upward, you go back inside the vagina, reach up, and come back, and it's like a little rough ridge there.
That's the same place I have. Same place I used to have the kill switch in my truck.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You go up and under the dash.
You flick it.
You come back and flick it. That's right under the steering column there. All right. Now, Michael sounds like a salt of the earth type. Michael?
Uh-huh.
What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm working as a computer technician. Yeah. Well,
that's not bad.
But right now.
Yeah, right now is always bad.
I want to go to law school. I want to go to law school real tough.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
And how's that work? What do you got to do?
Well, I got to finish my undergraduate degree and do real good on the LSAT and then just apply to some law schools.
And why do you want it? You want to be an attorney. Why?
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't always a computer nerd, so I had my fair share of running with the law. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of cats out there who they just get shafted by the courts, and I've been on the other side of that. And I think that, you know, that's kind of like a motivation and a drive for me to be, you know, a really serious defense attorney. I mean, if you're guilty, you're guilty. But if you're not, I think you deserve a good defense.
Well, God bless you, Michael.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. That's nice.
Yeah.
He saw something went wrong, and he wants to right it.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm all right with Michael. But if your wife is not prone to do this, even the best attorney could not liquid confession from the wife's vulva. Thank you. Sarah.
Hey, how you doing?
You're 19. What's up?
Well, I was wondering, I have never had my period, ever. I've been at the doctor a few times. He put me on prolactin.
Provera?
No, I only took 10 pills. And
Provera.
I guess. I bled twice, and I never had it again. Basically, am I ovulating? Because I'm having sex unprotected, not on anything, and I was wondering, is it possible for me to get pregnant?
Yes, it's possible.
But how possible?
The uterus was intact. Did they do an ultrasound on you?
I had two MRIs.
Okay, and the uterus was fine, right?
Yeah.
The anatomy was normal.
I have no idea. I guess so. He looked at me and said that I was fine.
All right.
Did you have polycystic ovaries?
No, I don't. See, I don't know. I thought that it was because of some medication I was on.
What medicine was that?
I was on lithium, Risperdal, and Wellbutrin.
Well, that could do it. Are you on any medicine still?
No. No, I unmedicated myself.
You medicating yourself?
I unmedicated myself.
You unmedicated yourself.
Well, now that you're off the meds, you ought to get checked out again, see if there's some condition, a pituitary problem, or what it is that's causing this non-cycling.
All right, so if a woman doesn't cycle, how can she get pregnant?
They could still ovulate. I think it's possible.
They still drop an egg.
Yeah, it's possible. But not slough off, hard to know when.
What is that? You're sloughing off the uterine lining?
It's hard to know what's going on with her, but she needs a...
What are women doing? Constantly deteriorating from the inside out? That's what it feels like
to
me.
No, they're rejuvenating. They're restoring themselves.
How about you broads just hold still?
They're
Yeah, what are you guys, snakes?
Exfoliating.
You outgrow your skin every once in a while?
Yeah, but it's inside. Yeah.
All right. That's one of those things, by the way, it was really crazy and attractive when you were a kid. Like, the snake has to shed its skin. And then someone would hold up a shedded snake.
Yeah.
This is the skin of a... I don't know why, but there's a certain point where you become an adult and the old snake shedding the skin thing...
Not good.
Never comes up again.
No.
It's never discussed. Drew, let's bring that up.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Drew, I'm going to talk to you about snakes shedding their skin. You talk to me about hermit crabs outgrowing their shell.
Ooh.
All right?
Right.
All right. Hey, yeah. All right, everybody. My name's Ace. It's my partner, Dr. Drew.
How's that with that?
Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hey, what's that? Blah, 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 blah. No. Blah, blah. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Huh? Hey, it's time for traffic. Traffic in the lanes, blah, 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 405, blah, 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 jackknife, big rig, blah, 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 moped, blah, 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 traffic in the lanes, blah, 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 slow and go, blah, blah.
Taillights.
Yeah.
Brake lights.
Let me say this. Actually, just once.
Did you see that? Did you see that accident on the 10, by the way, on the way in here? There's a guy lying in the street.
Oh, really? I got off the freeway and, like, cut through Watts to get here.
I couldn't figure out how. It was like it was a pedestrian. It was wild.
I just figure he deserved it. That's why I sleep at night.
Okay, it's your Darwinian theory of life.
He had it coming somehow. Let me just say something very quickly. You know, we kid a lot on this show, but seriously, L.A. weathermen, please kill yourselves. Please. You sea suckers have been talking about rain for the last 3 weeks. It hasn't not a goddamn drop has fallen from the skies, you retards. I didn't get my car washed for 2 weeks. I did bugs all over from driving from Vegas last week. I had turned my sprinklers off. Nothing. You guys do way more harm than good. Do you understand me? Just shut up. Get under the desk and start blowing the anchor where you belong. Do some good. Jesus Christ. What year are we in, Drew? How wrong can these guys be for how long? Huh. And why doesn't anyone complain about it? Hey, let's talk to Fritz, see what he's got to say about it. You know, Fritz, he knows nothing. Well, look, you can just flip a coin or guess you'd be right more than you guys are. You guys are actually wrong more than 50% of the time. Your knowledge of weather hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what weathermen are like? It's like when you have these office pools. Who's going to pick, you know, it's the Final Four. It's March Madness. It's always the chick who doesn't know the name of any of the teams that ends up winning. The guy, the handicapper, the prognosticator, the guy who's reading Sports Illustrated and the Sporting News and all kinds of, he always loses to this chick. This is what goes on with weather people in this town. I'm convinced the more maps, the more Doppler radar you study, the less you know. Or maybe the radiation from the Doppler has cooked all their feeble brains because they've been talking. Drew, has it rained here in 3 weeks?
No.
Have they been talking about rain every goddamn week?
Every day. Rebecca, 19.
Shut up, you retards. Just please shut up. Get into another line of business. Oh, why do we listen, Drew?
Well,
Rebecca?
Yeah, hi.
You're 19. What's
hey,
up?
How's it going?
Good, except for the weathermen in this crappy town.
I totally agree.
Thank you.
Okay, basically, I just, like about a week ago.
Hold on a second. The other thing that makes me mad is, too, is the long-winded discussion of what never happens. Here's what happens. You see over here over the Bay Area, there's a high-pressure system. It's moving in. It's a Gulf Stream. It's coming in this way. Now, by Tuesday, it's going to be making its way down to Southern California, LAX here. Tuesday, look for a strong marine layer with some light and partial clouds. By Wednesday morning, say about 6:48, first droplets of rain. It's clear as a bell on Wednesday. What's the long-winded dissertation about nothing? You know what these guys do? Here's what it's like. It's like me standing on the end of like a 4-meter diving board and saying, for my first dive, I am going to do a full gainer with a half pike and a double twist. It's never been attempted before in Olympic, once in the Olympic trials by a Japanese guy, but he was unsuccessful. I mean, I give this long-winded dissertation, and then I just do a jackknife right into the pool. That's it. And then, but here's the beauty of the LA weathermen. The next day, I get up on the board and give a long-winded dissertation about what I'm going to do again, and everyone's all ears, and now I do a belly flop. And the next, every day, it's the same thing. And then I will be followed by a half twist and a full gainer, and I never do anything.
Cannonball
every time. But we listen every time we give them a forum. You know what I'd like? I really like, here's what I'd like. Here's all I want. Here's all I want out of TV.
Right.
I want Johnny Mountain or Stu, or not Stu, or Fritz, any of these local weather guys. I want them to stand up and start going, hey, Fritz, what do you think? What do you say? What's the weekend have in store? Well, thank you, Chuck. We got a strong, shut up and sit down. Just start shouting them down. Tell them to sit down. Hey, can we punish these people for being wrong? What about when you're wrong five times in a row? We got to listen to the next thing you're going to say? Here's the two-year forecast. They start looking down the road 2 weeks? Jackasses.
All right, Rebecca, make it snappy.
Okay. About a week ago, I ran into a guy who I hadn't seen for about a year, and we used to kind of hook up a little bit. And basically, we ended up just kissing this weekend, and his girlfriend just called me this evening. And I kind of had an idea that he was seeing her, but I was just wondering if this is a totally lost cause. Like, I'm not interested in a relationship. But
why is the girlfriend calling you?
Because I guess she looked in his telephone like log and saw that he had talked to me last night. Really? And so I guess she was kind of like putting things together. But
this is his current girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
His current girlfriend.
Was she angry with you?
Is she what?
Was she angry?
Yeah, she was a little angry.
Now, what do you mean you don't want a relationship with him? That's ridiculous. What do you mean? Well, why would you think of it as a lost cause if you don't want a relationship with him?
Yeah, what's the cause?
Well, just kind of like, I mean, nothing like, I know what he's like, and he's not the type of guy that you can really, like, depend on.
Yeah, that's what you want, though.
He's a dangerous guy, but look, you're attracted to him, but he has a girlfriend.
Right.
You can do better than this.
And stop the denial. You obviously want a relationship with him. That's ridiculous to deny that to yourself.
Yeah, but he is...
But he's not the kind of guy that... You're right. He will not... No way you can have one with him. He's not that kind of guy.
He has a relationship that's currently going on.
And he's screwing around on her, and just like he'll do with you.
Just get out of this. Find a like a weatherman or one of those pussies. I want to thank some people that really
deserve thanks.
I was going to say make this whole show possible, but really they're pretty, they're replaceable. Let's face it, I'm the show.
But deserving of thanks.
They deserve anyway. First, I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones and the coffee. I want to thank the gaseous one, Tara, don't call me Tara, goddamn, for doing a great job on the phones and the coffee and the breaking of the wind.
She scared some three-year-olds, I heard.
I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job.
And for the comedy this week.
In the comedy this week, yeah. Yeah. Bios and whatnot. And, of course, the Magic Finger one. The Liberace of the potentiometers, Drew. Engineer Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Female ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it's fake, then okay, whatever. But if it's real, how can I get my wife to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Not all women have that talent.
Son of a bitch.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.